There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep.
Most regrettable.
I'm a person living with bad ears.
Yeah.
You're a person living in the body of somebody with bad ears.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I can't. That can't be the only thing that identifies me. I do have a body.
Yeah.
I did have a weird experience yesterday just talking about like problems arising and then the person who really should like can address the problem, then the problem doesn't arise. Mm-hmm. You know, like when people tell you like maybe like your kid's acting bad and then you get them and they're acting fine.
Yeah, of course.
Or vice versa, I guess.
Always happens to me.
Yeah. No, your kid's an angel. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
At home. It's the devil.
100%.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Satan reincarnated.
Yeah.
In my house.
Yeah.
But yesterday I had last week, I'm going to start off from the very beginning, had some heater issues and had a brand new furnace and AC unit installed in my house last year. So
I didn't know we were in the presence of a,
yeah, you know,
big
I, as soon as I meet somebody now, I'm Patrick. I have a brand new HVAC system.
Absolutely.
In my house. Yeah.
That is a 30 plus point of brag.
For yeah, totally. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, pass that speech check right there.
Yeah, the status goes way up.
Yes. But I had a problem with it last week and it was like it's like natural gas powered or whatever. And it just wasn't igniting. The burners weren't igniting or whatever. So, it's something I didn't think I could fix myself. Mm-hmm. So I had to call the guy who installed it. He came out and fixed it. Well, the other day, like Monday, recording this on Wednesday, Monday, my wife's like, oh, it's doing the same problem again. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it happening, but I called the guy anyways because he wanted to come by the house for payment. I told him just swing by sometime and I'll pay you. So he comes by and I was like, dude, you mind? My wife says it's doing the same exact thing. He's cycling it through. It's igniting every time. It's mm-hmm. doing just fine. But while he's looking at the furnace, I also had a couple of plumbing issues here recently. The plumber shows up as well.
Oh.
Now I've got a plumber and an HVAC guy. I've never seen a more awkward interaction between two professionals.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they both just kind of looked at each other, like nodded their head. And then like they're in a room that was literally, it's an eighth the size of like what's considered cruel and unusual punishment for a prison cell.
Yeah. If you're in solitary, you have more room.
Dude, two men rubbing butts against one another and like ass cracks hanging out.
I was going to say,
right.
Yeah.
No, there was five guys. There were five guys in my utility room. I don't know if you've ever seen my utility room.
No, I don't think I have.
It still has we bought the house like 8 years ago with the washer. It had the washer and dryer that's in it right now. We bought the house with that washer and dryer. I am certain because the door is so narrow into it that they installed the washer and dryer and then built the house around it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And that if we ever wanted, if we had to replace a washer and dryer, we'd have to knock a wall down.
Yeah. Dismantle
to get them out. So it's extremely, extremely small room.
Yeah.
It has a washer, dryer, water heater, and the whole entire air handler and furnace system built into it. In the room that's like, I mean, you can't turn around with like knocking shit over in there. And you had like five like HVAC/plumbers in there all like bumping asses together. It was quite the scene.
Well, trade jokes like I should have been in your trade.
Yeah. No, I noticed was it seemed like mutual hatred.
Wow.
In there, I was like, you guys are in different disciplines.
Yeah,
you know, this is like a physicist and a biologist hanging out. Like, you guys should be cool with one.
Yeah.
No one's gonna steal the other's ideas.
We should have had an MMA fight.
Yeah,
Who's form?
Electrician versus plumber. There, wasn't, there wasn't even room to throw like a quick reverse bow or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no room in there.
No spinning back elbows.
But yeah, I was kind of like watching from the outside for a while, and I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on
in the trade industry. I'm pretty sure if you swap butt crack sweat, you're brothers at that point.
Yeah. They were trying to avoid that.
Exactly. So.
And there's all these like regulations involving people in those kind of trades, you know, from masonry to plumbing to HVAC or whatever. And there's so many regulations there, but there's no regulation as the pissed off guy who also does that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He sees like the plumber in town driving by in a truck that doesn't have the contract number or the license number emblazoned on his truck. He's like calling the state board, be like, this guy, he's doing illegal stuff. Oh, they're snitches left and right.
That's hilarious.
The most snitch-filled industry in the world, I think. More than drug dealers.
That's
you
funny.
Know.
Well, there's a whole, you know, rule or a law that drug dealers live by for each other. You know?
Exactly. I like the idea of them at a standstill. Like, I can't work on this unless you unplug that dryer. Well, I'm not unplugging that dryer until you blow out that pilot light. You know, like, I ain't doing that until, you know.
They were there for like 6 hours. Yeah. So it was probably a lot of that. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. It just ends in a fight in that room.
I don't know. I kind of felt like, I almost felt like two ex-girlfriends. Like, I'm with my wife, but then somehow two ex-girlfriends show up at the house. They like hate each other. Yeah. Just, they don't even know why. They never met each other.
Yeah.
You know, never had any dealings with one another. Yeah. But
you being you, I'm surprised you didn't just go like, everybody out. I'm doing both. I'm just going to do it all.
But you know what it was on this brand new furnace? You know what it was? A damn bug. And he wouldn't tell me what kind of bug either. I was really interested because I also pay like a pest control contract. They come charge an ass, an arm, and a leg every 3 months to come spray my house for bugs. They said a bug had gone into like the
rent always went up. My rent always went up when it was bug guy around. Every 3 months, they were like, definitely. Are you kicking out an extra 100?
Definitely. Hey, but you never had any bugs, did
No,
you?
I didn't.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe a spider.
Yeah.
But that's not a bug.
Exactly. That's an arachnid. Yeah. And that's not covered. That's not covered in the basic plan.
Maybe
not
crabs. Package. No. Maybe it was crabs, but I promise you.
You guys took me for a ride, dude. No, actually, the first time I lived with them, they were like $50 rent.
Oh.
Like a month. I don't remember what it was. Like nothing. And then the second time, they're like, this is a house payment. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
That's true.
I cut you off like 5 times. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I was just going to say the crabs you had was not my fault.
Yeah. That was not
and
part
those
of
are also crustaceans, not bugs.
Yeah, not covered. So what kind of bug? Like, was this some secret ancient Sumatran bug that he, like some scarab?
Yeah. He said it was charred. Yeah. Unrecognizable. Oh. I think he did. We're waiting for the autopsy. It's pending. Yeah.
The entomologist have to come and identify the body.
You know, as much as I paid for him to come service the brand new HVAC system that he installed like less than a year ago.
Yeah.
I would hope that an entomologist came and identified this creature. And it better be like some prehistoric bug that they thought died out in the Jurassic or something.
Yeah. So we're going to have to call the police.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is not. This bug is protected.
Scene. Well, pretty sure this is an ancient bug burial ground, to be honest with you. Yeah. We're going to have to...
This bug is protected, and your water heater killed it.
So I feel stupid. I paid to have a guy remove a bug from a tube.
Yeah.
Okay. When I had some hot water issue, water heater issues a few years back, and my pilot light just would. It's just every time I lit it, it would go right out. And I went online. I like the this is before I got a brand new water heater. And
this guy, it's insane. He's paying all the 5 different plumbers and electricians. And
definitely selling cocaine on the side.
Oh, 100. Yeah. Were you? Yeah.
That's what you. You're not
paying taxes?
I hire 5 plumbers at a time and say, which one fixes it?
Yeah.
He gets the money.
Yeah,
I put it on top of a ladder and they have to climb to the ladder.
Ladder match.
That's a new way to put bids out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's sure. Hey, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So I have a new water heater now. But the one that I had before, I was like replacing parts on it left and right, like the control panel.
Built it.
Yeah, you were there for all that. I was constantly having to do shit.
I was there.
Yeah. And it's still the pilot light was still going out, and I was like, what the hell? So I decided, you know what? Maybe I'll stop throwing parts at it. I'll figure out what's wrong with it. And I looked online. Number one thing was like check for a spider inside the gas. Yeah.
Really?
The pilot tube.
Huh.
Yeah. The because there's 2 gas lines that go into my hot water heater at that time. There's the main that ignites the burner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one for the pilot light. And sure enough, I disconnect the pilot light line and there's a little spider in it, alive and well.
Just in his web or whatever.
Just living off propane, I guess. Super spider, 100% sealed. Like, I never smelled propane or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
the most amazing spider in the world. I managed to fish him out of there, and I brought him outside.
They have to be able to then climb between the actual flame and the tube.
Yes.
Think about it.
And through like the control, I forget, the head
maybe
or
blew
whatever.
It out. It went and blew out the pilot light, made his way
crawling
up.
In. Yeah. Like, his hand, he got burned his hand a little bit.
Yeah. Every time he takes
good
a shower.
I got seven more.
So, and I like the form. I think I remember this story. You were like, not only did the guy recommend that, he was like, I know this is going to sound a little weird.
Yeah.
All right. But there may be a spider living in your water, your hot water tank. That's the issue.
I disconnected, and sure enough, there's a damn little
Peter
spider.
What kind of spider? Yeah.
I don't know. He's a real little one. Yeah. Oh, he's real small. Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of crazy. It's always those posts where it's like, listen, I know this is going to sound a little bit weird.
Right.
But you have to do a dance and three turns and then.
Hold your ear just to the left a little bit.
Sacrifice a chicken to the
gods.
Eat
a whole ear of corn.
Exactly.
And then it works.
One kernel at a time.
Damn. I did all those things and it worked. Yeah. Got the spider out of there.
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is I hate having quote unquote professionals in my house.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's just, I don't like it.
That's when I realized marriage wasn't for me too. When he was working on that water heater for like the fifth time, and the fifth time Caitlin was like, should we just call a guy? And I was like, I can't.
I'm the guy.
I am the guy. I can't do this.
You already called him. He's here. Okay.
I'm not cut out for marriage.
No, I have found when it comes to calling professionals for jobs that need to be done, and usually when the wife's first thought is to call a professional because I probably shouldn't
mess with it.
Yeah. Then that's probably true.
Yeah.
And I always have to tell myself, because pride swells up in me a little bit. It's like, I could do this.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? And
next
I could
year,
do it better. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I always have to say, but I don't have time right now.
Yeah.
So I give myself a good excuse that I had to hire somebody. But the only way to get through it is leave the house.
Yeah.
Let the wife handle it.
That's what I think I would do. Like, if I'm sitting there and I'm tinkering and she's like, should you call somebody? I'd be like, fuck a bitch, you gotta slam the door on the way out.
I feel like
and then text her, go ahead and call somebody.
Yeah. Whenever I do something and like a month later my wife asks me if I'm gonna finish it, I feel like I'm Trump. When he was president and somebody asked him, like, are you gonna implement COVID-19 lockdown? He's like, well, probably, maybe, I'm thinking about it, it's possible, definitely gonna do it.
Yeah. When it happens, your head will spin.
Yeah.
It'll be a bigly decision.
Yeah, bigly.
Oh, you won't even believe when it happens.
Yeah.
All right.
When you take a shower, your head will spin. That's easy. Always said that. Your head will spin.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That's enough of my DIY.
No, it's nice like, intro. It's one thing. I mean, like, I'm looking in the market, not in the market, buying a house. What does that even mean at this point? I'm interested.
I'm interested in going massively in debt.
Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah, well, so is everybody. Everybody's interested in buying a house. It doesn't mean you get it, you know? So I'm interested in it. But every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, man, you know, I've seen Patrick, man. I've seen him.
Yeah.
Just like, tinker, John, burn. Like, I didn't think somebody could like body slam a water heater until. And he still has it. He's like, dude, you still have it in your garage.
So
like, one day we're going to fill this thing with Tannerite and blow it to hell it deserves to be.
That is 100% the plan. That's I am not getting rid of it until we do that to it.
Yeah.
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 Something. Dynamite. Something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just lace it up. Just air hole it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's one. Yeah,
perforate
it. Perforate it. Mm-hmm.
Now you got a reason not to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucking kick it.
Lots of spiders in this bitch.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Like Office Space when they take out the copier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good movie.
Yeah.
Got to watch that again.
Oh,
sometime.
It's too good.
Mike
too
Judge, good. By the way, I haven't seen anything from him in years. He might be dead. I don't know.
Maybe.
But Beavis and Butthead.
Underrated genius when it comes to that.
Yeah, absolutely. He created, if you're unfamiliar, he created Beavis and Butthead, then he created King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Fantastic. One of my favorite shows of all time. But then after...
60 years old.
60 years old. Okay, so he's still got a lot to give, I would think. He did Office Space, genius movie, then Idiocracy, which is, to me, might as well be a documentary on like the history of humankind.
Terry Crews has reprised his role.
Now, homeboy don't look bad for 60.
Wow, I've never seen a picture of him.
Me neither.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he looks like he's in UFC or something.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He looks like a retired Green Beret.
He looks like a hand, yeah.
Ukrainian general.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Leading I was going to say a handsome Dana White, but either way.
That's
he does, yeah. He's like a handsome Dana White.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I could not have picked out Dana White in a in like a police lineup until I saw him slap his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Who do you think took the video? Not me. Yeah. Somebody else.
No wonder you have all this money for a water heater and everything else. Sell your video to TMZ.
That is so something I'd do. If I was a billionaire, my first thing is, I'm getting another new water heater. Dude, yeah.
I'm getting five backups.
Yeah, exactly. Just sitting out there.
Yeah. The moment the pilot light goes off once, you're like, throw it out.
Yeah.
New one.
Hire some professionals. I'm leaving for a month.
Yeah. There's like lots of that. I was watching Breaking Bad recently, and there's just little things that remind me of Patrick. Like, if Patrick was a meth dealer, okay?
Yeah, right.
He'd be Walter White.
Yeah, you'd be a little Walter White-ish. Yeah, yeah. Like, at one point, like, when Walt gets his first big, you know, payout, his big check, the first thing he does is, like, go to Home Depot, and he's, like, looking at all the water heaters, like, oh, yeah. You know?
Well, that...
They walk up, like, this one's got, you know, 124,000 BTU, you know? And he's like, oh, yeah, what about tankless? You know, and they're like, right over here, you know,
take you to the back.
Yeah, take you to the back. Meth dealers only.
Yeah, yeah. You got to come after hours for that.
Yeah. And his like pride. And that's the funniest, it's one of the funniest parts of the show. So he's off work. Because he's during cancer, he's like in cancer remission, so he's got some time. He's got.
Did he just like quit his job? Or?
No, no. He's like took off like a sabbatical.
I just want to say I asked these questions. I have not seen the show.
Yeah.
I've not seen an episode, but I have watched a bunch of clips and I've read the entire plot line on the Breaking Bad Wikia, which is highly recommended. Yeah. I will say
for any show that you don't want to watch, you just read it.
Yeah. So okay,
So he's like he's got time. He's got disposable income and nothing else to do. Like, he did one sell and he's out, you know, at that point, at this point in the show.
It was like first season.
Maybe second. And he gets the tankless water heater in there and he's like, oh, yeah. He's like standing back looking at it and he realized like the floor underneath. It's like rotting a bit.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, replace all that. And as he's replacing that, he like crawls under and through the crawl space and realizes he's got like, you know, molds and stuff. And he's like, you know, do that, you know? So it's like three episodes of him just doing home repairs with all of his money.
Yeah, I thought it was just about dope dealing.
Dude, that show was the last thing it's about is meth dealing.
That's true.
You've watched it.
I've seen like about a dozen episodes.
Okay, yeah. It's the last thing is about is meth dealing.
And around the time when they poison the wedding party with the tequila, the really expensive tequila.
Oh, yeah,
tequila. That was the first episode I saw, and I saw about a dozen episodes after that.
Oh, such a good...
I watched that scene. That was something else. And listen, I've not watched any episodes, but I think I know the entire plot right by now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Don Eladio's place, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes. That's Gus. Gus, right? He brings this fancy tequila, which as soon as I saw that, I was like, I want to buy a bottle.
Right?
Exactly.
It does not exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if it's enough to impress like the head of the cartel,
exactly.
Yeah. Like it's got to be a little expensive,
right?
He's like, what?
He's like $10,000.
Ooh la la, and other Spanish stuff.
Yes.
And then they all just like fall dead.
Orale, homie.
The part I like the best, I think, is when the one dude that's part of the crew that's trying to poison him takes a drink, but he doesn't swallow it.
But then
he's like deathly ill because he had to spit it out.
Yeah. And that's when dude's like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. And then they all drink it.
Yeah. And then there's like one guy who didn't. He was like a bodyguard or something. He instantly gets like a piano wire around his neck.
Yeah, that part is crazy.
I've never seen a scene where I was like, I wish I was the poison guy.
Just
slowly die by being strangulated by piano wire.
Not
in my top 10 ways of dying.
Yeah. My favorite character is probably everybody's Mike.
Oh.
Who he was hired for just the one episode to like be the cleaner for Jesse's apartment when his girlfriend overdoses on, if you're listening, you know, spoiler alert, his girlfriend overdoses.
This is like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's all good now. Yeah. So his girlfriend overdoses and they call the lawyer and he gets his cleaner over there to like kind of clean up all the money, the drugs, like anything illegal, you know? And that was all he was supposed to do. That's it. And then they were like, damn, this guy's pretty good. You know? So then they had him a couple times. They had him like on a stakeout. Then they had him like kind of doing this, a couple little things. But then, in one episode, you realize that he's not just a PI. He's actually hired by Gus, the main dude.
To do everything, right?
To do everything. And it shows, like, in fact, more than a PI, this guy's actually like a hitman. Like in the same episode, you learn he works for Gus. He's just like, he like drives up to a warehouse. He's got like a bunch of balloons in the back and he like lets the balloons up, cuts the electricity off to the warehouse, like goes up, sneaks up. These cartel dudes come out. He's got the silenced Desert Eagle,
Nice.
And he's just pew, pew, like that and takes out these guys, goes all the way through the warehouse. Like, oh man, that's cool.
That was great.
That is cool.
So
do you see that scene?
I did not see that scene.
Oh, dude, that I got to
brand new.
It shows like that's the first, and you've never seen anything before other than like he's good at detective work and he can like be a cleaner a little bit. And then all of a sudden, he's got a bag full of balloons in the back of his car.
Mylar balloons, of course.
Mylar balloons to like cut the electricity. Yeah. And
I don't know who wrote this show. Mm. I've seen him on Mythbusters because they've done a couple of things from Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. Like, would this actually work in real life? And one of the things they did, I guess, the very last episode of Breaking Bad when Walter rigs up the machine gun
M60
in the trunk of his car to just like automatically fire. They successfully recreated that scene on Mythbusters, but they had the creator of the show. He does not look like a guy who's ever even jaywalked or sped.
Yeah.
Never got a speeding ticket in his life before.
That's where whenever they do a criminal element of the show, you can tell it's written by like people who have never, like, they got like these dealers on the corner, but they look ridiculous. Yeah. I've seen a drug dealer too. Like, I definitely know they don't look like that.
Yeah, right.
It's not at all.
Hey, back to was it John? What was the name?
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge. Back to him. He's pulling Putin vibes in this one, guys.
Oh, definitely Putin vibes.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I feel 100%. Better you.
Yeah.
So,
I am Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole. Yeah. I was doing that with Miles the other day. He's fucking loving it, dude.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, man, those moments are huge.
Oh, it's great. So he loves his jumper now.
He's
in his jumper, and I got my shirt pulled over like Cornholio. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm like, it was an accident. I don't even know how that happened. Like, I didn't purposely do that, but I was like, oh, I'm Cornholio now. Yeah. So I need TP for my bunghole.
Right, of course.
Yeah, that's what follows, you know? So, yeah, he is, man. He is leveling up. I see it every day, you know, but it's to the point, finally, dude, I can make him laugh.
Nice.
Like, which is stupid stuff, dude. Absolutely, the dumbest thing.
You are at the cusp, my friend, my brother.
But it's right. Like, when I make him laugh, that's when I realize, like, you know, I'm not going to toot my own horn or anything like it, but I'm going to be a great dad.
Yeah.
Gotta be. I am right now, but like, I'm going to, like, I know it. You
and
know?
That's where you can see he's a little human. I mean,
exactly.
An actual personality.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Something more than a parasite.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, living off of you.
The little stuff that makes him laugh, dude. Yeah. I have him up on the kitchen counter, right? And we brought him inside, had him in the baby carrier, and I like put him up on the kitchen counter to take him out of it. And he is crying. Like, he is not happy at all to be in the carrier, but I put him up there and I just started calling him Mr. Pepidumian.
All right.
It was like Mr. Pepidumian, like that. And he was, dude, uncontrollably laughing at me calling him Mr. Mr. Pepidumian. Just said that 5 times in a row, and he's like my best friend. You know, he's like, totally forgot that he was just so upset and angry coming back from like Texarkana, you know.
See, I don't know. This is I'm kind of like hitting a point with my daughter. I feel like I've raised her too sophisticated.
Mm.
That's my wife has. Because I try to be stupid
drinking
with her
a
like
cup,
that sometimes.
A cup, you know, like a Cabernet.
A cup.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She has caviar for dinner.
Yeah.
But I try to be stupid with her sometimes. She just looks at me like I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like,
oh, I get that plenty. That's for sure. That one doesn't work. Okay. That joke's not landing.
It's 5 months old.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's like a year. She should be all up into that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Just looks at me. She kind of she's learned to shake her head. I've got a couple of times I've been real stupid with her, and she shakes her head.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she knows that means no. Like we have taught her. No. You know, we feed her, or if I'm like tickling her when she shakes her head, she knows.
Oh, okay.
That's for us to know she's done. Yeah. But I've like been stupid with her a couple of days, and she shakes her head no. I've it's the most like ashamed, embarrassed I've ever felt in my entire life.
Yeah, I will dance. Sometimes I'm like Daffy Duck. Like up there, I'm like, just nothing. Silence. I'm like, damn.
Hey, kids are like that, man.
Yeah.
I love it. It's, yeah, I mean, y'all are, and see, that's the thing, being a little bit older parents, you know, I think y'all are getting to really live in the moment, you know, whereas, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm glad that I have adult kids and I'm going to get to see grandkids and even great grandkids, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But there was some, you know, I was doing a lot of growing as my kids were growing. Sure. So, yeah, I didn't get to enjoy as much of that as when it was deeply as I should have.
You know, hey, you're like, I'm going to be a father of a kid. And then when the kid arrives, you have two.
Yeah,
two all of a sudden that had to, like, that I'm uncertain of, and I hate to like put you on the spot on the podcast. Did you know it was going to be twins before?
We did.
Okay, yes, all right. Yes.
This is modern still.
Yeah, well, it was still just
not that old.
I know that. But there's a lot of people who don't even do like sonar or anything like that. Right. All that sonograph.
Well,
stuff.
Why don't you shoot yourself in the foot like that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We went to Oklahoma, and we were in Oklahoma City, of course, and we went to OU Children's Medical, which is probably one of the more forefront when it comes to, you know, the latest in kids technology, you know, keeping up with whatever going on. Babies,
making robot babies. Children since exactly. 1970? All
right. Exactly. So, but no, the shock and awe moment came when she walked in and she handed me the... you know, it was, we didn't have the 3D baby picture, you know, the belly, what do they call it? Sonograph or
creepy.
Yeah. Oh, that one's creepy. Like I see them on Facebook now. I'm like, you should have kept that amongst your family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, that's an alien.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not Grover?
At best, a frog.
Exactly.
Here's a 3D rendered, computer rendered process of what your baby might look like when they're 20. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That
abort,
is crazy.
Abort.
Yeah. Talk about the Matrix. Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, so getting that picture and looking at it, I'm like, you know, obviously I know what I'm looking at. And then the first shot is quote unquote baby A. And the second shot is quote unquote baby B.
Baby B.
Yeah. Like so that's how they told it. No.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So they're like, plenty of surprise involved.
Exactly. Yeah.
Were you kind of hoping they were going to have an MMA fight and see which one wins, like eats the other and then gains its strength?
Well, who was baby B?
Baby B was actually Jay Jr.
Okay.
Baby A was Julia.
You let the lady go first.
True. Yeah. But he didn't ultimately because he was born first.
He was born first.
Baby B would come out. You know,
chivalry's like, dead.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By that
didn't
time.
Open
it was,
the door.
He was conceived in 99, born in 2000. So that tells you right there. 99, everything was great. 2000, it all went to shit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was like, I'll open the door for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'll make sure it's all good. See if it's all good. No, stay.
Yeah. Get back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll open this up and you guys can decline to comment depending, but
I'll just go ahead.
I'm going to comment no matter what it is.
I've hated my baby before.
Okay.
Have you guys ever hated your baby? Not from the bottom of my heart. I really dislike and hate this thing.
Right.
But there's been times where I'm just like, you know, just ungrateful. Just,
never. I
had to ask other women. I asked one person that we both know, that we all three of us know. They're like, oh yeah, dude. Like, yeah. I've hated my baby before.
For me, it was when they both, and this was, I got them pretty on a pretty good schedule fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So I lucked out there. But when they were both crying at about 2 a.m., and you can't, with two of them, you can't feed them at the exact same time unless you have two people doing it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was often feeding one and then feeding the other.
Yeah.
So you often had, and sometimes
some
before
overlap.
Before I figured it out, I had one baby crying, feeding the other one, finally got that one fed, put him or her down, picked up the other one, started feeding it, but enough crying in between started the other one to crying.
Oh,
you know what
goodness.
I mean? So you're talking, you know, three hours solid of crying.
Yeah.
And you're doing your best. Plus you got to get up at 6 a.m. and go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, there was times. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't have an advantage of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that sounds horrible.
I'm not even trying to claim the two baby thing, but that was my experience.
Sure.
So, and then when I got them on a schedule, it was tons better.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think I looked back thinking, man, I'm glad I didn't murder one of those.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like, I'll admit the worst thing that I've done, and I felt horrible about it. Like, looked it up, not bad, like the worst thing, but it was like late. The 2 a.m. style feeding, crying overeating,
yeah,
and like choosing to cry overeating. And I may have like, you know, really force that bottle in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where I was just like, eat this, you know? Mm-hmm. And that, like, I felt horrible about it for a long time, you know?
But did it work? Did they ultimately take it?
Because No, it made it way worse.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, way worse.
Yeah. Baby going to do what they want to do, right?
Yeah, baby. Baby doing baby things. Yeah. So.
I'll say I've never felt it, like, you know, I know you hate, you don't mean by, like, hate. You're hateful of that baby or anything. Yeah. Disappointment, for sure. Yeah. Disappointment, decision I made to have a baby.
Yeah.
In the moment,
Yeah, like, why? Like,
I could be drunk right now.
Why? Exactly. Absolutely. I am drunk
I could be partying. Yeah.
I could be drunker, all right? But having a baby girl, I think is different. You had, Jay, you had twins, but one was a girl, one was a boy.
Right.
But still, I feel like probably the boy overshadowed the girl just in annoyance factor.
Probably.
You got the boy, Tyler. I had the girl. It's like, no matter, even if she was crying, like, I gave her all the benefit in the doubt of the world, like that. I think that helps. First kid should probably be a girl, you know. It's just been, everything's just a little more graceful and forgiving. Mm-hmm. And me as a man,
as a dad, I can see that.
It's been a while.
She was born a woman. I gotta really give her a handicap.
Are you sure?
Here.
She's a biological.
Has she decided
woman.
That? Excuse me.
I haven't felt it for a bit. It's just something that ate at me, you know, for a while, and this and that. Like, it's just, there's a trick you learn at one point where you just like, I don't care that the baby is crying.
Right.
And I've tried, everything's been tried, you know, and it was especially COVID. It was like third day of baby COVID. That's when I was like, dude, I am done. Yeah. I am done with this, you know? And as a guy, you always get that, like we've talked about it before. You always get that, like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
That's off to you, your job, you know? That's kind of a weird thing that I don't know. I don't know if all guys feel that, you know, a little bit where you like dads at ultimately, I know we're all supposed to be like, oh yeah, we're all, you know, cool now and adjusted and progressive and whatnot. But I think even like the most progressive guy will be like, this is your job now.
We're not
like,
biologically trained for that. Like, women just seem to have that.
Biologically trained to eat him.
Yeah, like, you know? Right. Yeah. Well, he's yours. So you're not supposed to. Yeah. Yeah. Other people's babies.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate you not eating Mariah.
Yeah. I thought about
and
it.
I won't, you don't eat Mariah. I won't eat Miles.
There you go. Okay? Yeah. There you go.
But like my wife has come up to me before and she does like, I'll say 80-90% of the child care. Because, man, I'm the man. I got things to do. I got water heaters to replace, bugs to pull out of HVAC furnaces. You know,
you hired somebody to do that.
Shit like that. Yeah, but I had to oversee it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I had to stand there the whole time, you know, making sure they weren't stealing anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Like my wife, she's like, she'll like just a couple times, she's just handing me the baby. She's like, I need a break. She goes in to the bathroom, pees, and then comes out and grabs the baby back.
Yeah.
Like that's literally all the break she needs.
Nice.
Yeah. Is a pee.
I need a break. It's like 6-pack.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
down
like
the hatch.
It's like 36 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing is you just feel silly. You feel silly. I felt like a baby by being like upset at the baby. You know what I mean? Like you feel a little silly after something like that where you're just like, what is wrong with me? You know, it's like then you start to rationalize, okay, you know, they can't decide obviously. Like I'm never angry at them, you know, except for that one time where I was just like, you're gonna eat this bottle. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
One way or another.
Right, one way
knuckle
or another,
sandwich
right?
or bottle.
Yeah,
either way, bro.
That's right.
You're eating something.
Yeah. It's going down that or up that. I don't. Yeah. But then you feel stupid. Like, you know, remember it was a while back now, before the baby, when I did something for you, Jay, and you were like, here's payment. And it was a little control board. It was like a little board for that. And I was like,
now do you feel stupid for taking that?
Oh, yeah. No. I was happy. I was like, dude, it was amazing, you know? But remember, one of the things was messed up on it. You were like, so if you can figure out what's going on with the channel, then you got it. And I'm like, all right, perfect. I got a soldering gun. I got a solder. I got it all, you know? So I'm like getting them I have shaky hands and I just couldn't get it, man. It just kept making this big blob of solder. When I used to be good at it, I couldn't just get it. It was shit solder too. I knew it was like Amazon Chinese solder. All right.
Get it from the Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree solder.
It's Wish solder.
Yeah, Wish solder.
It's actually saw.
Yeah.
There
was no L.
Imitation.
Solder. Yeah, imitation solder. So I just stabbed the control board. with the soldering gun, bent the gun in half.
Oh no!
And all, like, I was just like, bang, I hit it twice, and a red hot soldering gun when you bust it up against the table, it just bends immediately, and I bashed a hole right through like the PCB board, and I was like, I'm dumb for that. And I looked at it. There was a hole. I saw Jay's face where the hole was. I was like, oh man,
like a face of disappointment.
Yeah.
Shaking his head.
Yeah,
that could have been something.
Yeah. And right after, least, I was just like, I'm feel like such an idiot. Right.
At
now.
Least you didn't smash it with your baby.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you didn't take a soldering iron to your child's face.
Or that. Yeah. To be on the front page of the New York Post.
Yeah. That'd be an interesting.
Your brother would have to write a news story about you.
Yeah.
I would expect you to.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, but sometimes you feel like...
I would
like,
get your take. I would at least offer you comment.
Yeah. No comment.
Showed me that video of this video gamer who...
Oh, yeah.
Or a streamer or something, and he gets all frustrated after, you know, a game of COD or something.
Madden.
And
worse.
Madden. Ooh. Oh, yeah. He smashes his controller, right? Yeah, and he's got his baby in his arm, like not even a year old by the looks of it. And he like tosses that baby onto the couch, thinks his stream is off at this point. But as you mentioned, there's a few second delay, right? So he just like throws the baby, and she's just like, "Shut the F up!"
Yeah, right in his face.
Right in his face.
Screamed,
And that was it for that dude, right? He had no idea. Oh, yeah. He didn't realize that was all caught on camera, right?
There was no Twitter like, "I have reviewed myself and realized that I have things I need to work on."
Right.
There was no apology. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Canceled.
Why would you? Yeah.
Canceled.
Working in the ditch digging yard.
Yeah,
digging ditches.
I think levels of cancel. You know, like we've talked about comedians getting canceled from saying a joke. That dude deserved to be canceled.
Yeah, there's people that deserve it and people that don't.
Yeah,
I hope he's not digging ditches. You know how much a ditch digger gets paid?
Yeah, that's true.
I hope he's a DoorDash driver.
Yeah.
Is what I hope.
Well, I don't know.
He's like waving. He's waving Lincolns around, being like, "I got paid.
I got
paid, baby."
Yeah, you put a little inspirational or motivational music like behind a bank ad. You ever put the bank ad together and you throw that music behind it or listen to one?
It's like
put that, and then you have a DoorDash delivery. It looks like they're the heroes, the saviors of America right now is DoorDash are heroes. You should salute every DoorDasher who DoorDashed you during COVID.
Absolutely. Yeah. With a double tip.
Yeah.
It's not the Fed that's going to save Silicon Valley Bank, all right?
Yeah.
It's a DoorDash driver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But when it comes to this whole baby raising thing, I'm just like, I just wish I had a remote to fast forward through these times, you know? And I know everybody's saying you'll wish you had a remote to rewind back to these times. Maybe that's true. And if I had the remote, I could do both. So I'm not worried about it. But, you know,
all right, Adam Sandler.
I'm straight click right now. And every day I go out, we go to Texarkana, I go to Walmart. I was sitting, waiting for an oil change on the vehicle and stuff. And I'm seeing like a 5-year-old kid with his daddy, you know, running around playing Hot Wheels on the ground or something like that. And I'm like, damn it, dude.
But you got to build that.
Can't
you got to build Miles to be cool enough
I can't
to
just,
have want to play Hot Wheels with
I can't
you.
Just fast forward him 3 years and then he's like, who are you?
Yeah, no. Nah. Yeah. 3 years from now, if you just fast forward, he's going to look at you and be like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's still wearing diapers.
Yeah.
Or he hasn't like learned it. Like you just fast forward and he's like, gloop, bloop, 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 bloop.
While he's shitting on himself.
Shitting on himself. Like, oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to do that.
I don't know. There's like the period that Mariah's in right now, I could almost hold on to this one forever until the day I die or something. Maybe it's just having a girl. Maybe that's different. But like last night we were putting on, we just put on this little video on YouTube and it was just like animal babies. And it was like documentary footage of like animal babies, cheetahs and elephants and stuff like that.
Cool. I watched
Little like classical music playing in the background. I figured nothing bad for a kid to watch, right? Mm-hmm. And every time a new animal would pop on the screen, Mariah would go, and I know that.
Shut up.
I know.
Trying to watch.
Yeah.
We're ruining it for me.
We probably have all these listeners. I know we have a lot of listeners that don't have kids and probably a lot of listeners that haven't had sex and never will.
Yeah.
So they can't sympathize this much. But when you have a 1-year-old girl that's just staring at a little baby cheetah going, I do. My heart just
makes you want to go out for a pack of smokes and never come back.
No, I was like, I'm going to freeze. This is on my deathbed.
Pause.
This is all like if my life flashes before my eyes, I just want it to be this segment right here.
Let me say I agree with you wholeheartedly because those moments are throughout. But man, as someone who was just chatting with his 22-year-old son, mm-hmm. Who just came
not
back.
Not too old to put across your knee, by the
that's
way.
That's true. Yeah, he can't. He's a lot harder to put across my knee than once was. But no, he just came back from Utah. He's doing really well with his career now. With Vivint and solar panels, and that's not an advertisement, but mm-hmm. he's selling the solar panels, and he's kicking butt in tech names like he's been top dog for the last 3 months or whatever, and they're talking about advancing him to the next level so he can do this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Just celebrating those little successes like that now that he's an adult, you know, and I'm seeing him succeed as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Just as awesome as that one-year-old saying, aw. And not to take away from her saying that. You know what I mean?
Who put all the estrogen in the beer?
My boobs are growing. Yeah.
I think for a dad, having a girl, it's all about, it's like, oh, my baby daughter. You know, my baby daughter. It's the... Right now, it's the exciting point. You got like this mm-hmm. terrible, shitty person you're going to have to deal with for the next 18 years or something. Yeah, yeah. No offense to your son. He's just a boy.
Yeah.
And you were a boy. I was a boy. All the three of us were a boy at some point.
We were all
it's
shitty
people. It's just how it's going to be. But I got this girl who, like, I can do all these things right now, but when she's 15... Everything's out the window.
No, of course,
and it's probably just going to be a lot of disappointment. Whereas 18, 20 years, or like the situation that Jay's in right now with his 22-year-old son, you can be like, that's my son right there.
Yeah.
That's my son.
My son.
I'm going to be like, oh, God, that's my daughter.
That's
my daughter on Pornhub.
They still make decisions that you are like, of course. I wish you wouldn't do that. Yeah. But and you're right. With the daughter, same thing, though. My daughter, she's succeeding. And what she's doing, you guys watched a video of me mm-hmm. that she created.
Oh, incredible.
She's doing that professionally in Oklahoma City now.
Yeah.
So she's enjoying what she's doing. You're right. There's many times you're going to look back and be like, man, I wish I could just hold on to this.
Right. You know? The differences in our kids' teenagers are going to be completely different, though.
True.
You know, obviously. Yep. Like, you're going to be like shielding, and I'm going to be like, get it hard, buddy. Let's go. Fucking get it out there.
She's only your first cousin. Yeah. All right.
Too soon.
No, this is Arkansas.
Of another man.
Damn. I like the way you had put it, though, where she was like, can you believe he went and did that? Like, can I believe that he went and dicked down some
rando
that wasn't random for 15 years?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Was he born originally a man? Then, I believe that.
Absolutely.
Holy cow. Man, we're dealing with this right now. I'm dealing with somebody who is close on the edge. You can put your headphones on. We're ready to go.
Uh-oh.
I'm dealing with somebody who's close on the edge of being a pedophile, and I don't know how to like, you know, like steer them away from it a little bit. Like, hey, listen, all right, maybe like the most you could say is he's definitely creepy. You know, but I mean, does this something we could talk? We don't have.
There's some natural creep there, both from mm-hmm. the entire family lineage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm really struggling in my mind. Like I've just been putting it off. Like hopefully he's, you know, like when the young person is around, he's like sick or something. I'm just like I'm trying to like
I understand. This is not an easy thing to deal with.
No,
I have taken some managerial training courses mm-hmm. before. I worked in a retail environment, and I was required to go do some managerial training because I was like one of the key holders for the establishment.
Right.
And they teach you how to like deal with somebody who like stinks. You know, somebody who smells bad.
Yep, that's an easy one.
How do you do that? I'm just curious for those.
Well, it just very subtly.
Okay. You know, like you can't hand them a stick of deodorant?
You take them over to the deodorant section and let you know, hey, your employee discount applies to this mm-hmm. as well. You know,
the best way to deal with that,
if you're
a manager listening and you're trying to deal with a stinky
person.
You got
a stinky person. Yeah.
You got to just bring them in. You got to say, hey, listen, we've got to talk and we've got to go over the hygiene requirements for the job.
Okay. Hygiene is the key word.
Okay. You know? Yeah. And just go over it. Okay. You know, and this and that. Like there's a, you know, there's more than just your personal space. When it creeps over.
Yeah. The funny part is when he sticks on, oh, so you're saying my breath stinks.
Well, it's not the stinkiest part about you. Yeah.
It's more your garlic penis. Yeah. Is, yeah, I can smell that.
Your mushroom balls. Ass.
Yeah. Your mushroom ass.
Fucking swamp ass. Yeah.
But what they don't teach you in managerial training is how to steer somebody away from being a pedophile.
Yeah, it's like it's tough right now, and this is almost incriminating. There's been nothing happened. I want to avoid anything like that because I've, you know, there's somebody young in a professional way,
right?
And then there's somebody much older in a professional way,
gotcha.
And I'm trying to drive a wedge between
older, but like 10, 20, 30, 40,
10 years.
10 years, okay.
10
and
years.
That is much older, especially in the management / employee situation. 100%.
Totally. From 100%. Teens to damn near your 30.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hey, the separation between, I don't know, in curiosity, intent, and actual action is so thin when it comes to that. My hope is that if you go to Google and you type in, and you don't even click on a link afterwards, you're on a Fed watch list. You're getting
Please,
arrested.
100%.
I hope so.
In fact, we are now because you said that.
Because you said it out loud.
CP is the exception.
Could you bleep that for us?
I will. CP is the... And don't Google that either. Yeah. If you don't know what it is, you just have to...
That's me and my wife shorthand for cheese pizza. When she asked me, like, what kind of pizza do I want, I'll just put CP. Yeah,
come on, CP, bro.
And I'm like, dude, PP.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm on a whole different...
Watch
list.
I went to Pruitt's. I came home with a bunch of CP, dude.
Yeah,
boxes.
I want to DP that CP
with my PP
with a little BBC news, the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
One of BBC. The oldest. One of the original
that's a rough
fives.
One.
Yeah,
that's
poor
a rough
BBC.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Or six.
Yeah. Oh man, but. British Broadcasting Worldwide. How about BBW in partnership with BBC?
Yeah, I love them big, beautiful women.
Yeah. But yeah,
there ain't no acronym out there that's not been taken over by
a news outlet?
By Pornhub.
Oh, yeah, Pornhub. That's it. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Or YouPorn.
I haven't
even heard of that one. Somebody told me the other day. They're like, that's
YouPorn.
My favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a, is that what, the porn
that's
version
where
of
I
YouTube?
Get, that's yeah, where I get yeah. my daily news.
Yeah, exactly. Really? YouPorn. Yeah. And they have all the like, people who beat off to this also beat off to this. And, like, you might like recommend a channel.
Yeah.
Oh, my algorithm.
Yeah, yeah.
The oh, YouPorn my algorithm.
Yeah, the YouPorn algorithm is like,
golly.
You ever load into a fresh one? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Whose is this?
Yeah. But yeah, we're dangerous. So we're like probably about a half a year away from this being illegal to being just frowned upon heavily.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah. And so that it's
then
not
it goes
like,
from child molestation to statutory rape.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's like this is something I'm gonna have to deal with, and I'm really struggling with it to sit down. And it's like, okay, so what do you do? Do I approach it from like a dude aspect where I sit down and I'm like, hey, listen, bro.
Bruh. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly,
100
right?
years ago. Yeah. Man, 100 years ago is fine.
Yeah, yeah. I've thought it. No. It's like, so I'm sitting down in the dude way. It's like, throw all titles away. Like, bro, you know, you're on the edge of a cliff right now.
Right.
And
you don't want to fall.
You do
off
not want
cliff.
To jump off the cliff because yeah. this
You'll
is going to be bad. Yeah, yeah.
In the community.
You don't want to go to prison.
Yeah, that part
of
prison,
well, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. Your state, the age of consent is pretty
know.
Young. It's 15, so.
Is it?
Yeah. The age of consent.
We'll make
15.
Sure prison's involved.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because
he'll trump
be,
up the charges.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be the bell of the ball.
Yeah.
When he's there.
That's right. So, or come at it from a very professional way. Like, there is a person under. The, you know,
under your supervision
that is uncomfortable with the, you know, this and that. And there's that aspect, but I don't know if that's going to
it won't
penetrate, you know.
Hashtag me too, bro. Do I need to say more?
Yeah, exactly. So it's something I'm like, I don't know. I'm really struggling with right now, and I'm just putting off until something horrible happens.
For this in particular situation, I have the exact exact way to fix it.
I'm coming to you, bro.
All you need to do is liken it or use what do they call them when you when you talk about something but you're actually meaning something else, what are those
like
called?
Some euphemism, yeah, type
euphemism
of? Yeah, yeah,
anything March Madness, boom, done.
Dude, euphemism, you know how... anything?
Yeah. Okay, so you're bouncing, yeah, your basketball, bro,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and you come up on the lane and you realize, yeah, that this player is not old enough to play against,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see, I feel like the sense of arousal would be heightened.
Yeah, yeah. When you see,
I was thinking about sweating basketball players.
If you went to a mall in Fayetteville and saw JD Notte, all right, and you wondered if you should approach him or not, but he's with his kids, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah. And then the table rises 6 inches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's too late. He doesn't say the name. He wants to take a picture of it.
Yeah. I don't know how to deal with it, bros. But this is something that has been, like, is new for me. It's something that is, like, it's been kind of like.
But it's happening for a little while because we kind of talked about this on our podcast already.
We did.
Yeah.
And, so, and it's something
and
like.
And it's gotten worse or. Same.
It just continues on.
It hasn't diminished.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha,
yeah. Yeah. It's like it's a, like a stable, and that's
it's a constant.
The, yeah, people who are involved in that type of stuff, man, they're ready to play the long game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The problem. Exactly. Ooh, and that's what the thing point is. There has been zero crimes broken that, right, I know of. You know.
Yeah.
But,
the crime. Yeah. There is no crime to being creepy.
No crime to being
at this
creepy
point.
Yeah.
I mean, but society's going that way, of,
yeah,
course, but...
But there's been a few subtle things I've thrown out there where I'm like, hey, bro, you know, this is my time. I'm doing some training or something like that. And,
you in charge on this side.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it's just, man, it's like... I feel like I shouldn't even be talking about this. But, you know what I mean? It's just something I'm struggling with right now. If you're wondering what's up with it, life is prep, right?
Yeah, literally.
This is one of the biggest things I'm dealing with at the moment. And you know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, dude, you know, I mean, there's a fine line or whatever. Or like, you know, have you seen the girls, young girls nowadays? I don't know. It's just something about it. I'm not in that. I'm a debaucherous person in my mind.
He likes cougars. In yeah, words. No.
See, that's why I
go the complete opposite way, dude.
Do we need to work, like, use some reverse psychology and be there like, GILFs, dude. GILFs is,
yeah,
where it's at,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be like, have you ever,
wait a minute.
Dude, have you ever had hospice pussy?
Yeah.
All right. I was recently told I was a GILF.
You're a GILF?
A grandfather I'd like to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, hey, okay, thank you.
I'd agree with that. Chill. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How about a g-gilf?
G-gilf.
You'll be a g-gilf.
A great-grandfather? Yeah. Oh, damn.
It'll be a before while.
You know it, right.
I would say she has daddy issues.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. It's just something I'm so far away from.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
If you can't vote, you can't get a beer or something. Mm-hmm. If I'm like, trying to give you a beer and you're not, and yeah, that's illegal. I really don't think I should make it any more illegal than that.
That's 18, a great point.
18 should be like, I think 16 is too young. Well, way too young.
I think, and in many states, 18 is the point.
Oh, it is.
But there are many southern states whose 16 is the point. Some are 15. I believe.
Insanity.
I don't know if that's the same.
Insanity.
Well, let me just say, let me tell you that the 16-year-old that maybe is, that perhaps is in question, I'm not entirely sure. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it nice and vague, as I've known this one since she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know she's a big part of me and my wife's life and
right.
our baby's lives.
Mm-hmm.
She's still a kid.
Yeah. Let me
like when she.
No, that's a great way to put it, though. No. No, that's
I'm
a perfect
to,
way
I'm
to set it up.
I'm trying to keep all the specifics out of here.
Because it becomes grooming. 100%. I hate that word so bad because people try to apply that word in situations where a person's just trying to be nice.
Yes.
So don't get me wrong. I'm not applying this word in any generic situation, but that could be considered grooming because he is slowly but surely making her comfortable with his awkwardness enough, just enough to where he can make a move.
Let me just say, not me, but my wife has given this particular girl $20 before, and she's been very excited about it.
Right.
All right.
That's a kid.
Exactly. If you're excited about $20,
good
you're
point.
A child.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, no offense to any 16-year-olds listening.
That's your role.
Yeah, that's your role. $20 I hope is, man, $20 when I was 16 was big.
Yeah.
You know, and
do it big this weekend.
Now, hopefully, so, if they're listening at 16, they have parental guidance.
I hope so.
Let me tell you, in your 30s, somebody gives you $20, you're like, what?
You might as well not giving it to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, useless. What is this, tip?
Yeah.
It's an insult.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. And it's tough. It's just something like, and let me also say, for the like FBI agent who's listening, I could be totally wrong. We could all be totally wrong on this whole thing.
He could just be that awkward.
Oh, this awkward fellow, you know, it could be like entirely like good natured and just,
but
you know.
I trust your gut.
Yeah, I do. Too.
And I'm not even you. Does that make sense?
No, Jalen trusts my gut. Exactly. Okay,
this is a fact of life. Dudes are creeps. All right, that is the starting point.
Yeah.
100%. All right, that's the hand you're dealt as a dude. Is you're a creep. Mm-hmm. It's just, are you gonna be, you know, you gotta work the rest of your life to be better.
How well can you manage it?
I would guard my 22-year-old daughter in this situation. The same.
100%.
So so yes, the age does matter legally, but at the end of the day, if it's your daughter. You would guard her, you know, against this,
you know,
awkwardness.
I could employ a 35-year-old and I'd still be like, dude, slow your roll. All right, this is weird. This is creepy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's 55-year-old. Mm-hmm. At this point in our life, think about it. We're old enough that we know the urges of a man. Mm-hmm. If you see it in a man, because you know who he is. That sick motherfucker. He comments on every spam. Scandally clad girl.
Adds all on Facebook.
All of them. You know, you get the spam and she's got a bikini on. You know she ain't real.
Of course.
Then you look at the common friends, mm-hmm. and it's the same dude.
It's the same dude. Yeah, 100%.
He's a creep.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like, dude, like, okay, so there's a few ways I can approach this. There's another one. It's like, what if I got him laid somewhere else? Like, I feel like...
That would be bro code style, though.
That would be, but then I'm also, like, helping a dude that I suspect is a major creep.
And what
you know?
If that completely turns his super... like super creep on, mm-hmm.
that,
you know what I mean?
I
would like to think it's kind of like relieving the
your prior.
Yeah, you kind of turn the valve a little bit,
right, because we talk back. Because I'm leaving the pressure. I think this guy's a decent guy. Ultimately,
I think so.
You know what I mean?
I feel like if I would just bring him out and get him laid, he would come back the next day like no glasses, like suave,
leather jacket, debonair
leather jacket. Absolutely. Just lay it down on the table, you know.
Yes.
And like, I really feel like
I didn't realize it was this big.
Exactly. And that's what I think most creeps have going on,
right.
You know, unless you're older, because usually the To Catch a Predator guys have like married with five kids or something.
Throws his My Little Pony in the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
That's what that is. They call it, we're incels, dude. We're incels. We're involuntarily celibate. Everybody is until you aren't.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right? Your whole eighth grade.
Every male.
Yeah.
Until some woman lets you not be.
Yeah. Everybody in eighth grade, the whole is just, how can I get to that, you know?
That's true.
And
that's what I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get past this so I can get to that.
And from eighth grade to 28, it doesn't change.
It doesn't change.
You never get it.
It just changes like, I don't know, it changes certain things, you know? You know, I think these guys. I think we could have averted a lot of mass shootings in America if like one of their friends was like, "Bro, I'll take you out."
Yeah, just,
you
know, a 72-hour trip to Vegas.
Yeah,
that would have been.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
A trip to Vegas. Like, if prostitution was legal
exactly.
in this country, I believe that there would be less mass shootings.
Just
you know?
Like, hey, man, you know, I've been to Amsterdam,
mm-hmm.
and there ain't no locals smoking weed over there.
Yeah.
All right, it's only the visitors. It's like you look at the Netherlands. Man, the amount of people who smoke weed over there, way, 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 way less than here in America, where it's still federally illegal.
Yeah,
you know, yeah,
right. That's fine.
It's like I say, you give people an avenue to kind of relieve the pressure a mm-hmm. little bit, and man, things change.
It completely changes. So, you know, I don't want to go too much farther into this because it's not something I like. I don't need any specifics or this and that. It's just something that I've been dealing with, like in my own head, where I'm
totally.
Like, man, how do I. You know, how do I address this? You know,
so I guarantee you there's a guy listening right now that's dealing with a similar situation, mm-hmm. whether it be his kid,
mm-hmm.
his son that's dealing with issues.
See,
right
I feel
now.
Like I'd lay down the law immediately.
I think it would be easier as your child, as your son, because you're like, look.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the story of me before I got some.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But
I know a couple guys who are listening. Chance. perchance.
Yeah.
All right. Who would say perchance?
Perchance.
Yeah. Hambeth. Who might just say, "Oh, I got the solution. It's a 12 gauge."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
And that's because I feel like I'm trying to leave this to Tyler because he's a mm-hmm. more professional person than I am. I'm an emotional person, and this it's like that's what will be my resort. My last resort. And I've
never felt less professional. There's not a single problem on the table that I wouldn't want to deal with that day.
Right.
Like often I will just confront, even if it ends up in a blow up,
often will end that because nobody wants to deal with the situation.
Exactly. And apparently I'm mean. So yes, a lot of
that's why I got away from you.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently I'm mean, so a lot of people try and make it away from me. Even, Jay, we had a blow-up one time, and you were trying to be like, dude, just let's stop. And I was like, no, we're doing this right now. You're going to handle this.
But we did.
Like, I want to do it right then and there. This is something I'm like, can I just... Like, I just want to be cryogenically frozen until this person passes away.
All right,
I don't have to deal with it,
right?
You know, it's so awkward. It's so bad. But I got an update to our boy.
Uh-oh.
Country boy Kev.
Oh. I was thinking about country boy Kev as you was talking about your issues with your child.
Yeah, yeah.
I guarantee you country boy Kev is listening like, Tyler thinks he's so hard, but he can't even raise a kid.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what, dude? Nothing's made me feel hard.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to reword this.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to reword this.
Should you put this before the conversation about the 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nothing makes me feel more like a man. I was sitting down. I was writing rhymes yesterday. I wrote rhymes out the wazoo yesterday.
The older the bear, the sweeter the juice.
Exactly.
I'm still ready to make some music with you.
Oh, yeah. Nothing makes me feel more like a man who is able and should sit down and write this shit than having a kid.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, dude, nothing's really changed when it comes to my writing style and this and that. It's just everything I feel more confident in.
Fatherhood is only street cred to people that know what mm-hmm. fatherhood's about. Mm-hmm. Think about
real
it.
Real recognize real. Like, right? Like, other fathers would be like, dude, big up on that.
Dude, I ain't got no kids. It's like, nah.
I one up you on that. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Is when I called my plumber this morning, I told him that he did the job wrong, and he said, yeah, I did. I'll be back there to fix it, and I promise you I won't charge nothing.
Man to man?
Damn right.
Like that? Do you
sir?
That's tough.
Yes, sir.
Good point.
Dang.
He did one up you.
I paid you to do a job, and I checked you afterwards.
Ooh, yeah.
You did it wrong.
And you did it for free the next time.
You did it wrong, so today you're going to come back, and you're going to fix it.
Right.
And I'm not giving you any more money for it.
Ooh,
yeah.
Dang. Yes, sir.
I don't care what you have on your schedule. You come in and fix it today.
Yeah. But we got Country Boy like hell. He went out and did a show up in Mississippi.
Missouri.
Can I just say real quick? Mm-hmm. I just want to reiterate the point. He is just the cutest little thing. Isn't he?
He is. He's.
I swear, I could put him in my pocket.
Yeah.
He looks like if
straight cut, not skinny jeans.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. He's like his daddy's Patton Oswalt or something. Like Patton Oswalt and Donald Trump had a baby together.
A little bit. Yeah.
Country Boy Kale.
Put on a few pounds.
I put him in my pocket and just walk around all day.
Yeah.
And be like, look at my little Country Boy Kale.
Yeah. Country Boy Kale. Hey, you big Country Boy.
Well, his birthday is Friday. You know what I mean?
Oh,
dress up in green and look good.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this guy. So
Lucky Charms, motherfucker.
Well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the damn leprechauns. There's a lot of moments in which I want to screenshot the things that he does, uh-oh. And I'm really kicking myself for not doing this one. So I saw on his Facebook some videos from his show.
Okay.
It was like the saddest.
Because he has a whole crew that follows him around.
Crew, dude. Yeah, whole video crew, security.
Yep.
Well, I don't know where they were at. But
they were sick that day, for sure.
You know? So somebody filmed him on stage of this, like, on a show I wouldn't eat barbecue at. Like, I wouldn't be caught there doing nothing. You know? And he's on stage, right? And doing his, he just released a new song for the ladies, right?
Oh.
It's like, this is the club joint.
It's a ballad.
Yeah, this is the club ballad. So he's on stage doing that to a lot of unenthused people who are like just not paying attention, talking.
Drinking. You know?
Yeah.
So can somebody turn this down?
Yeah.
Trying to have a conversation here.
Yeah. Remind you, I'm going to tell everybody, Country Boy Kev is happily married.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Okay.
But he is getting.
Oh, no. You ain't about to call him out. No.
He is getting twerked on
by
a horrific, like, abomination, like, was on stage twerking on
him. Or a bunch of.
A one. Oh. There was other on stage. There was others.
Because, I mean, quantity has its own quality.
That's true.
All right.
If it was five of them, I'd be like, all right.
All right.
She moon the boy, Kev. Yeah. Get yours.
She moonlights as an Easy Mart employee.
100%. And twerks at sad rap shows. So, yeah, so.
You checking Jackie out?
Right? Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Little bit. Okay. No, that looked like Higgy's ride.
I will lock the door.
Yeah.
Straight up. She's not invited in.
I grab a gun. So you're trespassing.
We've already turned down like three sales seminars she's put on.
Oh, what?
Oh, gosh.
But your salespeople can really.
They could have learned. The email said they could learn more than they've ever known.
Yeah. A lot about learning stuff is about learning what not to do.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, that's right.
You go to that half the battle.
Just do everything opposite.
Yeah. But
Country Boy Kev, he's getting twerked on. And I saw that. I was like, woo, Chip.
Well, what about Miss Country Boy Kev?
Was Mrs. Country Boy Kev ain't gonna like that too much.
Kev.
So later that day, Ms. Kev. So later, about to be. I mean,
about to be Miss X Kev.
Yeah, Miss X Kev took him for all he got. Yeah. It's not much. So
he 40.
He got his 2012 Silverado.
Yeah. Oh,
got his flat bottom boat.
Oh, no. Country Boy Kev.
Yeah.
Come stay on my couch, buddy.
Got his Mossberg 12K.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Half of it, at least.
Yeah.
So he's getting, I'm like, Mrs. Country Boy Kev ain't going like that.
Uh-oh.
So I go, I saw that at work.
Right.
2 hours later, I'm at home. I'm like, oh, check this out. Country Boy Kev getting twerked on. Mm-hmm. Video, gone.
Deleted.
Oh.
Deleted.
Deleted.
See, you're making content that you have to delete after a couple of hours. It's not helping your cause.
Yeah. You're not a G if you're deleting content. I'm sorry.
We had a listener who went to visit the old Country Boy Kev. Is that right?
Well,
he took our recommendation to go on?
Yeah, he took our recommendation. And he said he was just real confused by the experience. Yeah. He said maybe I'm just too old to properly enjoy it. This is a guy who's probably 10 years younger than Country Boy Kev.
Yeah.
Dude's like 23. Like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't exactly know what audience – what. KBK?
KBK?
Can we call it KBK?
Yeah, it's KBK.
Yeah, I really don't know what audience KBK is going for, but it's at least according to the listeners I'm hearing from, he's missing the mark
right now. Just a little bit. Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I remember
like 20 years ago, he probably could have been, he could have done something.
Oh, he would have been right up there with Bubba Sparks and all of them.
Yeah.
But
maybe in the background of a Nelly video.
Could be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Country Grammar only, though.
Yeah, yeah. Country Grammar.
He was fake shooting. Like a street sweeper.
Yeah.
Eating a pork chop.
Yeah.
Standing on top of a T-bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder. Ooh, man, not on mine. But I just wonder, like, and I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but that one where I screenshotted. Yeah. He deleted the comment about deleting all the friends that didn't share.
Right.
Because he would have gotten down to like one or two friends.
Nobody,
yeah. So, and I got to be honest, if you go to KBK on Facebook right now, been pretty quiet for the past couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's up? He's going to change. He's about to switch his flow again.
He's going
to
be a realtor or something.
Yeah, or like, selling Dyson's door to door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So the biggest thing is.
I feel bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel a little bad.
I kind of do. The more we talk about him.
Zach looks such a jackass. Yeah, no, right. You know?
And then you realize what he said.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, never mind.
So he has a.
Never feel bad for a guy, though, with a 2012 Silverado that's jacked up 6 inches.
With LED lights.
He's got 353,000
miles.
No. Yeah.
Not the LEDs.
Yeah. He plays them like they're neon.
Yeah.
That's not neon. I played Need for Speed Underground 2. Okay, bro. That's not neon.
You know some shit about neon.
I know some neon shit about neon. That is LEDs. The same shit people, like gamers, strap to their computer and that's setups, funny. You know?
One's a noble gas, man. There ain't nothing noble about you, bro.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, yeah. So, that is not inert gas.
Yeah.
That is just light, okay? So.
It's a fart.
Sold it.
Sold his truck?
Sold that. That's gone.
He had to pay for the camera crew in Mississippi.
I guess so. Yeah. So he wrote it there. And by the way, his promo video
it in Tennessee.
I think so, to get back.
What? For the Greyhound ticket.
Country Boy Kev on the Greyhound on the way back.
Hey, that's gangster. That's gangster, though. Okay.
There's probably nothing more seedy gangster than taking a Greyhound back to Texarkana.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably had to drive through Texarkana, but they didn't make a stop there on the way. They went to Dallas.
Yeah.
And then he had to
call his mom.
Yeah. Or wait 8 hours for the bus to take him back to Texarkana. Yeah.
Mama Kev came back, picked him up.
Singing Convoy on the way back.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a rambling man.
I wish I was a Wichita lineman right now.
So, yeah, it was Country Boy Cat. I'll keep you updated. There's been nothing but I've been seeing a lot from the internet thought with the FUPA, too, because I've gotten another message from somebody super random about how that is one of their favorite sagas of all time is the internet thought with a FUPA. Yeah, not a Supra. That would be awesome. Like,
dude, you got a number?
I was going to say,
I love Supra.
98 model?
Yeah. Not that new shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Screw the new shit, man. Yeah. It doesn't even come in mm-hmm. Manual transmission.
The wife loves Toyotas. Mm-hmm. Her vehicles are all Toyotas. I was at the Toyota dealership with her, checking out the new whatever mm-hmm. she was looking at, and there was a Supra there.
Yeah.
So I was like,
The new one.
Yeah. The four-door.
No, it was a two-door. And I was like, all right, then, let me check mm-hmm. this out. Mm-hmm. We would not fit in it.
Yeah,
it's too short.
No.
First off, the headroom,
so small.
Yes. But second off, for the price, and so I was like, all right, I'll trade this in today, right now, for a convertible. Of mm-hmm. these. Mm-hmm. They don't make them.
They don't make convertibles?
Nope.
They were about 70?
Yeah, right. 69 was
68,
this one.
68, 69, yeah. Four cylinders.
Which, you can do a lot with a four cylinder.
Sure.
Now.
Today, turboed, a couple turbos.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But
it'll
automatic.
Go 0 to 60 in 25 seconds for sure.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Automatic. Always.
Yeah, always.
I don't even know how to drive a manual. I know that's fucked up.
Here's the thing. You got to spend... Okay, just for the record, I have a 2017 California Special Mustang mm-hmm. GT 5.0. Mm-hmm. You have to spend the 60 grand on your Toyota Supra, and then you have to put another 16 grand in the motor just to keep up with me.
The stock.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's stock California Special 5.0. I realize I have twice as much cylinder as mm-hmm. you, but I bought it for half price as you did, too.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I spent 30, you spent 60, and then you had to put another 16.
But you also ain't got to put a Coke can on your tailpipe to make it sound like it's got something under
there. They rolled one into the dealership I worked at. You wouldn't believe the dismay of 20 technicians running up to check it out, and they're all standing around like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. No, I was the same way.
Yeah.
Because I got smoked twice by a twin-turbo Supra, the 98 model. Back when I had it.
That's a different story. Yeah.
So beautiful. Yeah. And I loved that machine.
Yeah. So Supra, I raced in Gran Turismo.
98 Mitsubishi GT 2000.
Oh, yeah. The GT 3000. Or you're right. Is it
2000? Yeah.
What was the Dodge Stealth? You remember that one? Looked just like the GT.
Yeah.
Yep. But anyway, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time for
good people. Good
time.
No,
she's an internet thought with a FUPA, not a Supra.
So, but is there a Supra FUPA? I never looked up a FUPA. I know what it means. Don't. I'm going to come across as an old man here.
Yeah.
Can that be good? Can a FUPA be good?
Sure. I have no problem with a FUPA.
I'm sure there's plenty of dudes that would pay good money for an extra mm-hmm. amount of FUPA.
I mean, Cardi B says she has a FUPA, and it must be good if she says she has one.
That's the part that makes the guys want the rest of it, right?
Right.
Or something like that.
I mean, it's not necessarily, because what I picture when I think of FUPA is, like, you don't know if somebody's, if that's their butt or their... Or the front area.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When they tuck it in, the belt goes over.
Yeah, when they got that pooch.
I see. Yeah. That's definitely Dunlap's disease.
The belt's too tight and it moves the gut down below the waistline. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is worst?
I'm cashing in at that point if I ever get
saying the word worst or no. Which is worse, the Dunlap's disease where the belly has Dunlapped over the belt.
Yeah.
Or tucking the belly into the belt and pulling the belt
I'd say
over.
Go over.
Yeah, right? I think
just because over, you still like, you know what? You don't care. You know what I mean? Like, you're just walking around. That's confidence.
That's confidence, yeah.
Yeah, tucking it in,
like
your denial.
That too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like me wearing a hat.
You don't know what's going on under here.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be damn Fred Ward's haircut from Tremors.
I could right look home. Like a 30-year-old or I could look like a 50-year-old. Yeah, yeah. You never know.
Yeah, you may never know. But this person is, this is all I'll say on that because we got to get out of here. We're about to run out of tape.
Really?
Literally.
Tape.
Tape, dude.
Tape this is what we're reduced to.
Yeah, we're 90s? On the threads,
from our Baghdad bunker down here. We're running out of 35 millimeter here.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. I'm not going to. I'm just going to kind of tease it. I'm not going to let it out of the bag. I'll tell you after after we get off. But in the near future, hopefully by May, we may be doing this from our own podcast studio.
Oh,
in the back.
I was supposed to do.
Yeah, no, I'm about to partner with some local company. Yeah. That is going to provide the entire studio.
Mm, I like the sound of that.
Let's not tease. Yeah, let's tease it. But details, I'm excited.
Yeah.
You've hinted at this before. I still think we need to make a backup to the Tiki Bar.
Oh, yes.
At some point, that was a lot of fun.
I agree.
Shout out, Ray.
I had a guy out of the blue come in, was talking about buying advertising, and shout out. He had he put our three voices together, lowered it about 3 octaves, and that's him. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I was talking to him. He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, best podcast ever for Regrettable was the one at the Tiki Bar with Shiloh.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, outshined us all.
Shiloh lover. I was better than Shiloh.
Yeah, exactly. Shiloh.
And I'm the worst one on here.
So we may have to get Shiloh. But I do also.
A Shiloh sucker.
I know, right? Yeah. It's like Shiloh's
It was a short shorts.
Yeah.
His little aggressively short shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aggressive ball sack.
It's pretty much his balls. His taint was in my face the entire time.
Coming at me, dude.
Oh, Uncle Taint is how I'm going to remember him from now on. But I'm still. We haven't heard about Tyler's fupa yet.
Oh, well, it's not mine yet. No, but so she's a Twitch streamer now, which is where most of these people cat ear headphones and
Twitch streamer.
Twitch streamer. Yeah. And she's like, check out my payout, getting the bag. You know, I'm out getting the bag, dude.
Getting the bag. That means I don't know what you're talking about. Is it DoorDash?
Yeah.
Is this back to DoorDash?
Payout for 2023, $443.
Getting that bag, baby.
Not bad. Well, I don't know what's coming from OnlyFans.
We're not even 3 months in.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what's coming from the OnlyFans. I'm not sure. But from Twitch, I got that. She did throw that in my face.
On like, Facebook,
hey,
like,
yeah, here's my Twitch payout. I got $443 for 3 months of work.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
There are locals that you're like, I'd pay to see it once.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't one of them.
No.
That I'm aware that if I'm still thinking about the same fupa.
Probably. I don't know. It's a forgettable
one. Is it a northern fupa?
Yeah, it's a northern fupa.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Same fupa.
Yeah.
Nah, no interest.
That's the northern variety.
That fupa.
Arctic.
Yeah.
That fupa was available for everybody to see at one point.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, you got to start that way, right? And then you got to move to the freemium status.
Yeah.
The freemium.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm thinking that this fupa is definitely making
$1,000 a month.
A month, at least, or something.
That's a living for a side gig.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you that $443 was came from two guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plus WIC, plus food stamps.
I'll be honest, dude. I used a WIC card.
Nothing wrong with WIC.
You're a daddy.
You're not women.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought it was gonna be like, like, you know, you have a job. What are you doing? You know, like I was like
male DNA using this card. Yeah. Male DNA.
I want to see you on the poster of that one of those Arkansas WIC works.
Yeah. Even me.
Yeah.
You could be whatever you want in Arkansas. All right. What do you think?
What a shit show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what we done with the show?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I
apologize on behalf of Regrettable for everything that you've just listened to.
Yeah. We were about to start, weren't we?
Yeah. Fupas, making fun of WIC, pedophilia, the whole nine, dude. This is a rough one, dude.
We left no stone unturned today, apparently.
I wonder if pedophilia would be interested in a poofa.
Maybe.
A poofa.
Brand spanking new.
Let me introduce you to this.
I'm
good on that. You know,
just get him an OnlyFans account.
There
it's
you
a gift
go.
Subscription.
Maybe just toss him a Hustler. That's one way to fix the whole problem.
Old school.
Yeah, a little old school. Yeah. So yeah, take that.
There you go.
You know, enjoy it in your off hours.
The world of the internet / porn at his fingertips. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, he's tired of Mr. Lonely.
Yeah, a little bit. Go with the left.
There you
the
go.
Stranger.
The
stranger.
Exactly. Yeah. Sit on your hand for a little while.
Sit on your hand for a little bit.
Well, I just don't know what to do with it.
Bring it down here right at the end.
Yeah. So, let's get out of here,
Thanks for Laura Lindley, attorney law.
None of this was sponsored by her. None of it.
She has nothing to do with the podcast,
She sponsored the intro and the outro.
For the two of you that have utilized her since she started sponsoring this podcast and have got off scot-free, congratulations.
Yeah.
I feel like we mentioned a lot of people, especially in this episode, who will soon be prosecuted by Laura Lindley, attorney
of law.
Hey, not defended.
Yeah,
certainly not defended by.
Which reminds me, this week I got off of...
jury duty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I may have to go back next week. Yeah. So
do your civic duty.
I'll do my, right? Hey, if but they allow me. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, everybody's guilty of something.
Yeah.
You just got caught this time.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I'm getting out of this bad boy.
Oh, yeah. Man. Check her out on Facebook, Laura Lindley, Attorney of Law. Just give her a like.
Yeah.
If you're listening, if you're a strong link, please go give her a like.
And you can find a link to her Facebook page at seokradio.com.
Oh, shameless plug.
Yeah.
All right, seokradio.com. That's going to do it. We appreciate everybody for listening. Go and like us on the socials. Shout out Laura Lindley, Attorney of Law. We're going to see y'all next week.
Peace.
I hate whites. That's what I say to get out of jury duty.
Yes!
Goodbye.
Yeah, I hate whites.